And now, Corey and Chris present Highbrow.
And Matt. All right, and welcome to a new edition of Highbrow.
This is where we bring a guest on, and they read us a review, and we talk about it.
Yeah, exactly. What? Okay, that's fine. Just go ahead and send him in. Sorry, that was Chris. He went in the background. He had to go somewhere. He got called out. But we're going to welcome in Hornsby Lancaster.
Hornsby, how are you, buddy? You don't sound well.
I'm quite well.
Do you need some tea?
When you've lived as many years as I have...
Biscuit?
What?
Talk a certain way.
Where it takes you like 5 minutes to get through one explanation?
How long did it take you to get here?
I don't have a lot of air in my lungs.
Well.
Okay.
This may...
I thought it was weird you wheeled in on a bed.
I want to talk about a movie that I don't like.
Okay. Well, what movie would you like to talk about?
Well, it's an older movie with that absolute child Sylvester Stallone.
Well, that seems unnecessary.
It seems really
but
harsh.
But since you're from the UK and not America, maybe that's okay to say there.
We'll let that slide. I think that's fine in Britain.
Yeah.
It's what they just talk about.
I mean, the movie is called Over the Top. It's like the title is saying, let's dominate children.
What?
I didn't get that from the movie at all, actually.
Look,
I've never heard that before.
Can be viewed on two levels.
Okay. I'll try to keep an open mind.
On one level, this is a film about father and son bonding.
Bonding, yeah.
But on another level, it's just super duper.
Between the father and the son?
Well, this film has one female character who dies, of course. The rest of the film is about arm wrestling truckers.
That sounds awesome.
Okay, I think there's a similar opinion on this from a site. I don't remember the name of the site.
Oh, yeah. That's like the AV Club?
Oh, it was the AV Club? Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, maybe that's Ruthless Reviews.
Oh, Ruthless Reviews. Yeah, that sounds ruthless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, Ruthless Reviews. Over the top movie review. pointing. brought to you by Subway. posted by Plexico Gingrich.
Okay.
Subway's great.
Yeah, Subway. By the way, this interview with whatever your name is was brought to you by Subway.
That is rude to our guest.
I'm sorry,
Hornsby Lancaster.
Hornsby Lancaster. I'm very sorry, sir. You're a sir, correct? You were knighted.
Yes, by the Queen.
Okay, she is.
They're the same age.
Really bad taste. I'm gonna say, but.
I've never been treated with such poor taste.
I'm sorry, sir.
I'm trying to review a movie here.
Okay, yes. No, you've been a complete gentleman since you've been here.
My apologies. Look, on his behalf.
There's arm wrestling truckers, okay? During the climax, Sly, Sylvester Stallone, and his opponent lose their grip on one another. The solution? They're bound together with a leather strap.
Okay, hold on. So you're saying that this has certain undertones to the movie, but, I mean, this just kind of seems like an 80s action movie that, of course, is cheesy. It was made in the 80s. I consider these movies to be badical. It's a bad movie, but it's still extremely entertaining.
Radical.
I feel like, and it's radical, and I think you're... digging a little bit into this.
No, I noticed it clearly. All right, every time Sly picks up his son, his shirt pops out of his pants, showing a little triangle of little boy flesh.
Wow.
And within 30 seconds, Sylvester Stallone's character says, let's spend the night in the truck tonight. Then he says, lots of truckers do it. And then he says, use my shoulder as a pillow.
Yeah, it sounds like a father taking care of his son.
Yeah. The boy's name is Mike Hawk. Mike Hawk.
All right, well, I'm not gonna argue with you there.
That one is weird.
We're in America, we just let that slide.
Yeah.
This is America.
Also, are you sure this isn't a case of you seeing certain things you want to see? I mean, I don't feel like a normal person would use the word flesh when describing skin.
That's what it is. What do you want me to call it?
Skin.
Not when it's on a little boy.
Oh, God.
I never heard it described that way.
Look,
before.
I know.
Maybe there's a difference in our culture.
I know for sure that this movie is a bad movie.
Okay, do you
very
have any other
homoerotic undertones? I mean, I would tell you that this is a bad movie, but it's about arm wrestling truckers. I think that speaks for itself.
Do you have an issue with homoerotic undertones, even if they are there, which I don't think they are?
Only when between a father and son.
Okay, that's fair.
That's actually fair.
Yeah, that's pretty fair.
That's pretty fair.
Or, you know, maybe an older man and a younger boy would be more appropriate.
Oh, well, that movie has already been made.
But father's son is disgusting.
Behind the candelabra.
Yeah, and Spotlight was kind of about that one. Sorry, continue.
I just, you know, feel like it had a lot of stupid political content. Only one of the arm wrestlers is a sore loser.
No,
the boy has been raised by his weak mother, which has made him a liberal wimp because he doesn't eat steak. Luckily for the boy, his mother dies so his dad can raise him to be a real man and put it in his possibly with a steak.
I'm surprised. Yeah, that you would say that.
This is really quite shocking. And you know
how much more time do we have with you?
I'm turning my hat around backwards because we'll get kind of a final say in here because you're a madman, clearly. And whoever helped post this from what
Ruthless
is it?
Ruthless Reviewer.
Ruthless Reviewer.
It was my close friend, Plexico Gingrich.
Okay. And Plexico
Gingrich better than mine.
Hornsby, I wouldn't say
okay,
that.
Okay, I'm spinning my hat backwards here because it's about to get serious. Now, Over the Top, I think, is basically your review of this. I think you're digging way too much into something that was just normal at the time. I mean, there was a lot of what people call homosexual undertones in the 80s. I mean, you got movies like Top Gun, you got movies like Over the Top, but there's nothing in there conveying that. It's just something that you are seeing because you have that in your mind and you want to see it. I think that's the big issue
here. I've only had sex with 13 men and only 12 of them were under the age of...
Okay.
in a 95-year-old lifespan that isn't that... Nor is it very...
Okay, Matt, I think he... Are there breaks on the rollers on his bed that he's laying in right now?
Yeah.
There are? Okay, can you unbreak them and can you just please roll him out?
I think we've had enough.
Yeah, I think that's...
I
Hornsby, it's been an absolute...
You are a crazy person.
I don't want to hear about the character Mike Hawk... Look, you are wrong about this movie. This is a fantastic movie. It's got great set pieces, great action sequences. It's Sylvester Stallone in the 80s. It's perfectly cheesy. It's a radical movie.
Get him back out. Get him out of here.
Yeah, Chris.
Get him out of here.
Chris, optometrist Matt wants you to roll.
Get them gams in here.
I don't even remember his name. Get out of here. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, I got
obviously,
it.
No
Hornsby
opinion.
We need to do a better job checking these reviewers before we bring them
in. We can't
in
just fly people in from England.
I feel like this podcast
for
has
5 minutes
soiled
on a podcast to have these terrible opinions be expressed.
I mean, seriously. I mean, hold on. He left some notes. Let me see. Yeah. His friend definitely wrote this as a review over on ruthlessreviews.com.
Plexico Gingrich, he wasn't lying about that, and actually his points on the film are straight out of this review.
Wow, that is
I think we should maybe
plagiarism.
We should be I think maybe Hornsby Lancaster doesn't think for himself, but Plexico Gingrich might be the one we need to worry about.
Have not been more upset in my life.
I think it is perfectly fair to say Plexico Gingrich and whatever that guy's name was.
It's Hornsby.
Hornsby Lancaster are the two worst people on the planet.
I really like Over the Top. And not only that, but I feel like there's footage from real arm wrestling competitions in Vegas. Like, it's cool.
My uncle was an arm wrestler.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
See, this movie is just before its time.
And my uncle got in a huge chase in a semi truck one time, I imagine.
Dang it. I just made the microphone pop.
That was Matt's head exploding from how awesome that imagery was.
No, he really was an arm wrestler and used to make money off of it and all that kind of stuff.
That's awesome.
Did he any tournaments?
Yeah, he did tournaments.
Did he go over the top?
And my grandpa was a professional bowler. So talk about like two professions that are like movies are based on.
Yeah.
Very
Kingpin.
Like.
And I think we can all safely say that Hornsby Lancaster and whoever the a-hole at Ruthless Reviews is, their opinion do not reflect ours in any sort of way.
It's a good movie. You should check it out if you haven't seen it. For real. It's fun. You'll be surprised. It's cheesy, but you'll be surprised how much you enjoy it.
There were parts of that review that were so scandalous?
Inappropriate?
Scary? I probably should have read the entire thing
before
we
did it. Yeah, you probably
should
have gone through that.
Dang it. Because that was highly inappropriate,
the
and
time,
I apologize.
I'm like, is Chris just going off of the rails?
Yeah,
we
need to vet our guest reviewers.
I know, man.
Look, after the podcast, I'll tell you what it actually says, because the review is even worse than...
Yeah, he edited it,
so,
because it's... He put the screen my way, and I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm like, all right, well, the AV Club was at least hating on Sylvester Stallone and the Rocky movies and not homoeroticism.
Funnier. And the AV Club was like, it was like the guy hated
Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah. Anyhow, I think we should move on to, we need a palate cleanser.
We do. Yeah. We need to bring it
that
up.
That was dark.
God, I hated
that
guy.
So last thing to say, we all love Over the Top. Yeah. You should watch this movie. It is good. It's got a lot of heart.
Yep. And if you live a life of homosexual undertones, that is okay with us.
Yeah, we don't care.
Just not with people underage.
Just not your son.
Yeah. Not your son and not underage children.
Yes. That is frowned upon highly from us at Film Narc. Dun, dun,
dun. The more you know.
Scene selection!
Scene selection!
Scene selection!
Scene selection!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5! 5, 4, 3, 2, 1!
Alright!
We're back from our little break.
Little break. With our scene selections.
Scene selections this time are top three modes of transportation in movies.
Fantasy vehicles, I think, was the official term.
Heck yeah.
That we used when we started looking into this.
You win.
Matt, why don't you give us a
honorable
mention?
Well, real quick, let's explain this a bit.
Yeah,
we can go
okay.
off of movies and TV, okay. and these are means of traversal, so it doesn't have to be
a
car. It can be a living item that someone can ride.
Anything that you can ride on for travel.
I feel like I said that.
Well, you know what? We're saying it back.
Well, I was ready to move on. Corey wanted to beat the dead horse.
I just want to just try to establish as much information to forget about the last segment
well,
as quickly as possible.
It. We're referencing it.
Well, you made me. It's more your fault.
Okay. Do you want to do all? Because I have three honorable mentions. Do you want me to do all of them and then go around?
Go ahead and do all your honorable mentions.
All three of my honorable mentions.
Oh, you have three honorable mentions? Yeah,
it'll be quick.
Okay.
So, what?
Nothing.
Okay. Sometimes I can't get over not knowing what it is, and my brain will just stop working. Yeah. Anyway, so honorable mentions. I have to mention the DeLorean from Back to the Future.
Wow.
It's a great car.
Wow, and it's an honorable mention.
It's an honorable mention.
I thought it was
mention.
One of your choices.
Wow. It isn't.
You're a sneak.
Well, here's
the thing. I bet all the ones you shared with us
freak.
Were honorable mentions.
Hey, Matt, you're a rat freak. Anyway.
Get those gaffers over here.
Get the gaffers.
I love the Back to the Future movies, and I can't not put it in there. It's kind of like not putting in my second of the honorable mentions, which is the Millennium Falcon. You can't.
Oh, nice.
You can't mention
Good
modes
answer.
Of transportation
Good
in
answer.
In our circle without mentioning the Millennium Falcon or the X-wing. Or
I want
of those.
Everyone to know Star Wars probably pops into your mind when you think famous vehicles, especially
or
for
Corey.
Our show and our love of Star Wars. I went no Star Wars on that
on
list.
Purpose.
On purpose.
Third honorable mention, if you know me, it's the TARDIS.
Yep.
Nice.
And this might be one of the most ultimate.
And still.
Modes of transportation.
I'm worried once you get to
Two
your real
machines.
List, you won't be able to travel through time anymore.
Okay, honorable mentions. I'll go next with mine. I said a joke one of Luke Skywalker because Yoda rides him around, which mm-hmm. makes it valid.
I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah, that was a good one.
At the time.
I mean, there's, you know, from Back to the Future 2, there's the hoverboard. Which is good. I don't think anyone picked that one.
No.
Okay, good. I think this one's going more into video games, which isn't on the list, but the little cloud that Mario jumps in.
Ooh.
And
all right.
I like that
nice.
One too
what's
as an honorable
what's
mention.
What's the character's name?
That's
oh,
just
that's
going to
drive
it?
Me crazy. No, no. He has a name.
He has a specific
Fish
name.
Fishing Koopa?
Fishing Koopa.
Doesn't he like... Use a fishing pole to like lower the stuff, or no? He just throws
here.
The shells.
Oh, I got it looked
Never
up
mind.
Right here. Hornsby Koopa,
Hornsby Lancaster,
Lakitu. He's a Lakitu.
Lakitu, nice.
He is a Koopa, but his name is Lakitu.
Okay.
Okay. That's a great one, Corey.
Okay, what are your honorable mentions?
My
Chris?
Honorable mention. I only have one. Is
Boo. Is
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Yay!
Nice.
I love that movie. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. I can't remember if they use it as a boat in the movie.
Do
you guys
they
do.
Remember?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so
yeah.
It goes on water, it flies,
yep.
and it's just a sweet car. Like, to have an old car like that would be dope. And it's like one of the crank style ones.
Yeah.
But it's got a lot of, you know, personality.
It's got a lot of heart.
And it makes the sound Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Hmm. And I imagine that if I owned that car, I could have... You know, truly scrumptious as my girlfriend, and just be awesome because she is truly scrumptious. Obviously,
Jeez. Like it. I like it. Good pick. I mean, I thought about it, but I didn't do it. Obviously,
too rich for your blood.
Okay,
so that's your. So
that's my honorable mention.
So
we're
jumping
we
one by one now.
Yet.
Then,
yeah.
one by one or all three.
Yeah, start with number three.
We're all gonna start with three. Matt, why don't you start it out? Number three.
Number three. This is the 1976 AM Pacer from Wayne's World.
Mm. Nice.
That's what. That's my number three. There. It's a classic movie.
Yep,
it's a great movie.
I love that movie.
But why'd you pick the car?
Because it gets them to. Doesn't it get them to their first show?
Doesn't it transform into the Murph Mobile or something?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you for reminding me. But it's just like it's a nobody kind of car, but they make it awesome.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Good choice.
Yeah.
I like it. Okay.
It's a cool looking car too. It's one of those cars where it just screams 30, 40 years ago, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Chris, did you want to do your number three?
My number three is a Batmobile. It is the tumbler from the Nolan trilogy.
Oh,
the bridge jumping vehicle.
Yeah.
The one where shoots fire out the back, and it's basically a tank.
Yeah.
And it has.
And I thought you were going old.
This is 2-in-1. It has the Batmobile bike inside of it.
Oh yeah,
that's
like,
true.
Unfolds and you can ride the motorcycle.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
So
all right, 2-in-1. Good job.
I really like
thinking
that,
outside of the box.
Tank.
It's my job.
I just wanted to have a Batmobile, and that one is kind of the coolest one. I feel like you would be kind of...
If I want Batmobile, I'm
invincible
going
inside
Batman Forever Batmobile.
Yeah?
Yep.
I'd probably go the first Michael Keaton Batmobile or the 67 with the two...
I don't know. That one,
the first one, the Michael Keaton one is probably the coolest looking one. I'll give you that.
But Batman Forever, doesn't that have like the blue... Does that have the bridges down
the
side? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that one's pretty sweet too. Okay, me and my third one is the light cycle from Tron. You know, flying through, creating the walls of color that you gotta try to cut people off and break.
Play Snake.
Yeah. I blew my mind the first time watching that and seeing that scene and just how crazy intense it was, and just like when he finally cuts him off and they're racing neck and neck and he cuts him off and then smashes into the wall of blue. Like, it was just fantastic scene, amazing special effects for the time. It's just always one of those really cool vehicles I always wanted to get behind.
Light cycle,
doing it right.
Those were commercial words. The light cycle.
All right, Matt, back to you. Number two. Matt's going number two.
Yeah. Now that we've said it multiple times.
That's my influence.
Mine's Appa from Avatar. Avatar, the animated series.
For some reason, I thought that would be your number one.
I love
that choice.
Yeah.
That is a fantastic
I've watched
choice.
This show, Avatar, from Nickelodeon, probably 3 times all the way through.
It's fantastic.
The giant
like all 4 books.
Sheepdogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Appa is a flying. Multi-legged
there's a
bison.
Name for it.
Bison.
There's a name for him, the creature. I can't remember what it is.
Oh, yeah.
I think
that's
it's just, it might be like an air bison or something like that.
You'd think I would know it by watching it so many times. but
you know his name.
But Appa and Momo are great and Aang.
Yeah.
And
but you can't ride Momo.
Have we talked about
Trust me, I tried.
Avatar The Last Airbender and how great a cartoon that was?
Dude, so good.
Incredible cartoon.
It's amazing.
If you haven't watched it, you really... What are you doing right now?
If you haven't
now?
Watched it, you're an idiot.
Yeah. So that's a great
You're as bad as
creature.
Hornsby Lancaster if you
and
have not watched
like
Avatar.
I feel like he'd be really comfortable, and he's like the size of a van, so you could fit a fair amount of people on it, too.
And he flies
and inside
pretty
of him.
Fast, too. I mean, if you remember in the show, they go all over the world.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, several years pass at that point, but still, anyway,
good choice.
Thank you.
My number two?
Yeah.
Yep.
My number two is the Aston Martin from, Goldfinger.
Of
so the
course.
Original Bond
yeah.
car, with all the,
very nearly one of my picks.
With all the,
the
you know,
DB5.
Special, it has to be the James Bond one with like the oil slick and the missiles
oh,
and stuff.
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah. But I mean, this one I picked just because I think it would be cool to have, like, a really amazing, like, that is a beautiful car.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah. So,
and in the Batman vs. Superman, Bruce Wayne drives something very similar. I don't remember what it is. I looked it up at one point, but it's a very similar style to that James Bond car, which I thought was kind of a nice little nod.
Yeah. I almost talked in a previous segment about... how I hate in new Bond movies, how it's like, this is the new car in the Bond movie. You should be like Bond and buy it.
Yeah. Oh, they've always
it's
done
always
that.
A ridiculous commercial.
I find it
yeah.
so ridiculous, and I hate that marketing of like, you want to be James Bond. Here's
Don't
a car
you?
That's somewhat like his. Be like
Would you
Bond.
Like to be just like James Bond?
See, I like the old
That's
days.
That's
this car.
The old days, it wasn't a commercial.
It's only a couple bucks, mate.
It was a shameless vehicle that was out of everybody's reach.
Yeah.
You know, but now it's like the new Audi.
Yeah.
And ours has spikes.
It's like James Bond in the new Hyundai Accent. Look at the trunk space. Put down the back seat.
That's
anyway.
Awesome.
My...
Oh, Bond. Q here. I've got your new Kia.
I got your new Kia. Make sure before you go driving, make sure your eyesight is 100%. Hey, guys, it's me, Matt. All right, Mr. Bond, I need you to read the third line down.
Sign here, please.
You need to stop stealing other people's characters.
I'm sorry, I like your guys' characters. Mine suck.
Yours is just you angry.
I know, like, me is just me within 30 seconds. I'm going to the future, 30 seconds to the future, to be myself. Okay, my number two, getting back on track, is you guys may be familiar with a little movie called The Neverending Story.
The Neverending Story.
Absolutely. And this was very nearly one of my vehicles.
Yep. And I'm sure you guys can guess what my vehicle is.
Falcor.
Absolutely not.
Ah!
It is actually the Rockbiter's bike that he uses through the forest, mowing down trees and animals
so sure
are dodging
he's gonna be
out of the way. Oh, I know. Oh, I know you thought.
I feel like you changed your answer just because I did that.
No, but how awesome is that thing where he's just like mowing down forests in his big like cement roller bike? Like starting up the movie and seeing him and being like, whoa. And then seeing that big bike and you're like, why? Why does he have this bike? But still, it's great practical effects and special effects utilized in that time. And I just always thought that bike
and
was awesome.
And you can mow down trees.
Yep, and highly destructive.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible.
I know I say I love that movie, or I like that movie, or I love that movie a lot, or it's my favorite movie a lot.
Hmm.
But we just love movies here at Film Dark.
We really
we
do.
Just do. Like,
we
that's...
love them so much that we do a movie podcast. That's more than you can say.
So when I
Where's
say that
podcast?
All the time, I know it probably gets a little annoying.
Our
really
tagline
like
was almost
movies.
We like movies.
Yeah, it really
that's right.
Was,
yeah, we came really close.
Straight and simple.
Okay, so here
number,
we go.
Number one.
Number one.
Number one.
Thank you for the drum roll.
Okay.
The Black Pearl.
Ooh,
from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Nice.
One of the most sought-after ships in all of movies.
I hope you guys like the sound effect of me holding my cat up to the microphone for a drum roll.
It's better than Hornsby Lancaster.
Yeah, and everything's better than that guy.
So I have to mention that Adrian, my wife, suggested this vehicle. And when she said it, I was like, mind blown.
No, that is
fantastic. I was thinking about doing a ship.
Yeah.
You know, you could do the one from Peter Pan so it flies.
Yep.
But I really like Black Pearl because it's like a sail ship. It's just,
it's
know,
awesome.
It's diversity.
It's like the Ferrari of a legitimate working ship.
Yeah.
But I do like Davy Jones's ship too.
Yeah, what's the name of that one?
No,
that's the one that comes from underwater.
Yeah, yeah. I don't remember.
Davy Jones.
Maybe it's just his locker. Maybe that's the name of his ship.
Davy Jones Locker.
I can look it up real quick for you.
Yeah, please do, because it's super
that's
bugging me that I can't.
That's my best Davy Jones impression.
It's not like the... Oh, God. This is super bugging me. And I'm getting angry that I don't know it.
Instead of the Black Pearl.
No.
The Blue Monster.
The White Pearl.
The White Pearl.
The Eggshell White Pearl.
Sometimes I put on accents accidentally. And that was one of those times.
Okay, so yeah, that is a great choice.
Thanks.
That ship is awesome.
Thanks to Adrian. Because that is
good
a
job,
super
Adrian.
Good choice.
Yeah, that is a good one.
Job. What is the name of it, Chris?
It keeps taking me to like different. It's like it just keeps going. It's not working.
Okay, it just keeps directing him to random websites.
Why don't you just go for your number one then?
Sorry.
My number one.
Number uno.
Number one.
Number one.
My number one is actually from TV.
And the Flying Dutchman.
Thank you.
Oh, nice.
I
was going to
the
say that, but
Dutchman.
All I could think of was SpongeBob's Flying Dutchman.
The Flying Dutchman.
And I was like, no, that's not it. And he's Davy Jones. Okay. Anyway, God, I'm so upset I didn't just say it. Okay, so my number one is based off of TV, and it is based off of a cartoon.
Oh, SWAT Cats.
No.
So is mine.
Wait, let me guess.
So
my
is yours?
Number one is, it's from a TV cartoon.
Okay, hold up.
I'm pretty sure it's
Double
not
Dragons.
Same. I'm almost sure it's not the same.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure.
Maybe you should do yours first, because I have like 1,000 that I can think of.
Oh, okay. Well, mine is this. My number one is the Space Shuttle.
Number one.
Okay.
From Rick and Morty.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you're familiar. Oh, quick news. They're doing a third season. They released some footage at Comic-Con.
Nice. I'm trying really hard to get into that show.
I love it. But you need to watch it with somebody with a similar sense of humor.
I love Bravest Warrior. I love Adventure Time. I'm having a real hard time getting into that show.
Oh, it's a little bit different. It's so creative and so funny. But anyhow, the ship, it's made out of trash.
Okay.
But you can go anywhere in the universe with it. He travels to like all kinds of different planets and all over the place. And there's an episode where he tells the ship to like protect his granddaughter. He's like, protect Summer. And the ship, like, she negotiates with it. So first people walk up and it like cuts them in like a million pieces. And she's like, oh, I don't want you to do that. Protect me without killing anyone. So then it just like kneecaps the guy. and then she's like, okay, protect me without hurting anyone. And then like the whole army comes and it like, it like produces a baby that is like the son of one of the guys who's there, and it like melts in his arms, and it's like, all your babies will be melted if you don't. It's like psychological damage. And she's like, no. She's like, no, protect me without doing anything evil. So it ends up like brokering a peace agreement between like the people of the planet and like the alien spiders that live there. But it's so funny because it's like it's just an amazing ship.
Yeah.
It can do a lot of amazing things. So
apparently.
Anyway. Also, the battery power is a micro universe of creatures.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, actually.
It's a pretty awesome ship.
The ship sounds a little trashy.
It is.
Yeah, I feel like it'd just be kind of a throwaway.
Every time Rick opens the door, beer cans pour out. Every single time.
That's awesome. That's a good gag.
That was good, but I'm so interested now to know what Corey's is. And I more than that, I just want to guess. Have I already said it?
All we know is that it's a vehicle from a cartoon.
It's a vehicle from a cartoon.
Okay, have I said
you
it
You have
yet?
Three guesses, no.
I haven't said it yet.
Nope, you have three guesses.
What about, you got to give me a hint because there's way too many shows.
I have a pretty good guess.
Oh, do you?
But I'm going to let him guess first because I think mine might be right.
Okay.
Hint me up.
Hit me up with a hint. It is not in anything. It's something we would know. Okay? In a cartoon.
This is a bad hint.
Possibly around our childhood.
Okay.
Anyway. Maybe not Matt's. You're younger than us.
The tank from Thundercats.
Nope.
Featured in a video game?
Oh. But you're around the right area.
Okay.
Featured in an original Nintendo video game?
Nope.
He-Man's... dang it, what's that thing called?
Battle Cat?
That's the one.
Yes.
All right.
It is Battle Cat from He-Man.
Oh, nice.
That's awesome.
That is my choice.
That's awesome.
Saddle it up, put a helmet on it, and then just go into battle and dominate Skeletor's foes.
Yes.
That is my number one pick.
Actually, Skeletor is
awesome.
Skeletor is the enemy, so you wouldn't be fighting his foes.
Well, he has a bunch of other minions
right,
and people.
Right, yeah, you'd be fighting his minions, not his foes, because if the enemy of my enemy is
Battle Cat, you're right there. Yeah, just shut up and think of Battle Cat.
All your negativity.
No, Battle Cat is great. Battle Cat
is
great.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be the Ninja Turtles dump truck.
Oh, yeah. Oh. No, that's a good one.
Speaking of Ninja Turtles, I had so many vehicles that I wanted to use.
Yeah, this was a great one.
I would add like 15 honorable mentions because I wanted to use the pizza delivery skateboard with the handbrake.
Oh, no.
From Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's called, but I thought that was always awesome.
Corey definitely deserves some. This is one that we could do again in the future.
Oh, for sure.
There's so many.
There's so many vehicles.
You could be a little more specific, like only living creatures or only like,
ooh,
you know, gas powered or something like that.
Something I just thought of was the Bedknobs and Broomsticks Bedknob.
Dude, yeah. Harry's Broom.
Oh, yeah.
Harry's Broom would be a good one. Yeah.
We better not burn through these.
If there's any that you guys think we missed or disagree with, go ahead and comment on our Facebook or on our site, even.
Yeah, but don't yell at us. Just
that could be a
politely
good,
tell
that
us.
Could be a good poll.
Poll. Yeah. We'll put up a poll on some different ones that we've said and see which one you guys agree with most. But yeah, I think that
pretty much done here.
Pretty much do it.
I guess we'll talk about our Twitter page here. We'll say if you could like, follow, subscribe to us on Twitter.
We retweet all of the audio reviews and written reviews and all the things we're doing on Instagram and Facebook. Also, we're on iTunes and Stitcher. And if you could leave a review, rate us, that would really help us out. Maybe get some more people interested in what we're doing. If you like what we do, all of that kind of stuff, drop us a note.
Seriously, write us an email. We are such normal guys that you could be on the show just by writing us.
Yeah.
You know, who knows?
We don't care.
Yeah.
Look at some of the guests we've had on our show.
We have no standards. We have no standards.
Film Narc Podcast.
I'm sure you'll be better than Hornsby Lancaster was.
Yep.
But also, look up that review because you'll understand where it came from. We're not just sick freaks. Like, that's what...
No. We definitely should have screened it, but but we are not sick freaks.
Texaco...
Okay, you know, a good poll would be who to blame for that segment, and then all the answers can be Matt.
All right, well, I gotta take it. I don't know.
I kind of rolled with it pretty hard, too.
Yeah, you committed to your character.
Yeah, but... Yeah. Well, this has been great.
Yes, we are also on Patreon, so if you like the show and you want to support us and you want more content, which we really want to do, we just don't quite have that ability yet, but through your support, we will be able to bring you a lot of good stuff, as well as more episodes. So that's always a good thing. So go to patreon.com, look up Film Narc. It can be $1, it can be $10. You can get some prizes for donating a certain amount. It could be $1,000,000, in which that case... You need to reevaluate how you spend your money.
Keep an eye on the Facebook page. Every once in a while, when we go see a movie, we post beforehand, and you can come with us and do a parking lot review.
Yeah, we got to do a parking lot review sometime.
Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter are all good places to get a pre-look at when a new review is coming out for movies that are in theaters. We try and get them out while they're in theaters.
A preview on the review.
So, yeah.
Nice. You can find everything over at filmnarc.com.
Yes.
That's going to have you all of our links.
All right, guys. We will see you later in the podcast universe. Right,
and thank you for 100 followers on Instagram
as well.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks a lot. Hope you guys enjoyed the video. If you haven't watched it, go over there and see Chris pee his pants.
Exactly.
Peace out, Film Narcians.
Milk was a bad choice.